CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The foreign ministers of China and Russia have discussed measures that would counter North Korea's nuclear program. Meeting in Moscow, both Wang Yi and Sergei Lavrov have also agreed that the use of force on the peninsula will only worsen the situation. Wang Yi also says the Chinese side remains hopeful about the prospect of inter-Korean talks. The new South Korean government announced earlier this week that it is open to the idea of resuming direct talks with Pyongyang. Egyptian forces have struck suspected terrorist training camps following a deadly attack south of Cairo on Friday morning. That attack left 28 Coptic Christians dead and 24 others injured. Around 10 unidentified gunmen opened fire on two buses carrying Coptic Christians on their way to a monastery in the central region of Minya. Coptic Christians in Egypt have come under increasing attacks in recent months. Around 70 Coptic Christians have been killed in a series of attacks across Egypt since December. Most of those attacks have been claimed by the Islamic State. Philippine authorities say foreign jihadists are among local militants which launched a major assault this week on the southern island of Mindanao. Military spokesperson Resdy Padilla says there are a number of confirmed foreign fighters among the 31 militants that have been killed in the battle so far. The heavy fighting, which broke out on Tuesday, has also left 11 Philippine soldiers and two police officers dead. A state of martial law is now in place across Mindanao after heavily armed militants affiliated with the Islamic State launched a major assault on the city of Marawi, a predominantly Muslim city in the south of Mindanao. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte cut short a state visit to Russia this week to deal with the situation. The insurgents are said to be members of the so-called Mott Group, named after his founder, Abdullah Mott. This is a group of former Moro Islamic Liberation Front rebels who have been blamed for a series of bombings and kidnappings in the southern Philippines. At least 91 people are dead and more than 100 others missing amid heavy monsoon rains which have drenched Sri Lanka's southwestern regions. Authorities said nearly 24,000 people in 13 separate districts have been impacted by flooding or landslides. Officials are warning the death toll could continue to rise as information from more remote areas of the affected districts has yet to be received. This year's monsoons in Sri Lanka have come after some 2 months of a lingering drought, lessening the ability of the parched ground to absorb the massive amounts of rain. Sri Lankan authorities have already issued a call for international assistance. Chinese authorities have issued an offer to assist in the search for two missing Indian Air Force pilots. An Indian fighter jet went missing earlier this week in the disputed border area. Its wreckage has since been found in a forested area near the China-India border, but the two pilots remain unaccounted for. The Chinese side says it is willing to help Indian authorities in the search efforts out of humanitarian considerations if it receives any requests from the Indian side. Mainland authorities have confirmed that a Taiwan resident is under arrest on suspicions of subverting state power. A mainland's top authority in charge of Taiwan affairs said Li Mingzhi has been arrested by provincial authorities in Hunan. The State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office says Li has been working with mainlanders in an attempt to set up illegal organizations to subvert state power. Li was detained and put under house arrest in March after being discovered organizing an illegal group. Chinese authorities are stepping in to adjust the way the renminbi is priced. The China Foreign Exchange Trading System has confirmed that a counter-cyclical element is being added to the daily fixing program to stop what authorities are describing as irrational sentiment in the foreign exchange market. Details of what the counter-cyclical is have not been laid out. The move follows the value of the renminbi against the U.S. dollar hitting a three-month high earlier this week after Moody's downgraded China's sovereign debt rating. The value of the renminbi is set on a daily basis on the value of the previous day's trading close, as well as the overnight fluctuations on the basket of currencies the renminbi trades against. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.